Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's John Mellencamp bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Marcia Egan. Her new program, her new ebook, is called The Feedback Formula. You got videos to go with it, too, don't you?
I do. And I have three of them that are free on my website. And as part of the package that we have, there's a 30-minute video going through the whole formula that managers and supervisors can use to train their people.
All right. And so how do they find all this?
Well, it's on my website. It's really easy. It's MarciaEgan.com/FB, as in feedback.
All right. MarciaEgan.com/FB. So check it out, folks. Yep. You'll find out more about the free stuff and the ebook and the videos. It's good stuff, folks. Whatever Marcia does is good stuff. Marcia, we're talking more about this. We're talking about how to deliver feedback, and you know, whenever I'm trying to talk to an employee about something that maybe they'd rather I didn't talk to them about it because it's a little sensitive. I just say, hey, you got a minute? And I have them come into my office and I just start talking to them, and I try to start with what they think just happened. What do you think about that?
Well, that can be useful. One of the things that I think it's important to do is to control the first half of the conversation, because if you lateral it to the person who's made the mistake, that you can get into a give and take that
right.
Might not go where you wanted it to go. So what I like to suggest is you start out with building rapport, you know, hey, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? And you spend a minute on that. Then you describe what behavior you want to see, not what they did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into detail about what they did that wasn't useful. And the more evidence and the more strength you can give to the argument, instead of saying, I noticed you were late for work a few times this week, if you say, you were late on Tuesday by 32 minutes, on Thursday by an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
and on Friday by 20 minutes, yeah, they really can't argue with it, and it's just a fact. And then what you go into is, why would it be good for them to get to work on time? And
mm-hmm.
turn it into selling
as
them
in, as in keeping your job. Well, you know,
yeah, well, you don't want to say that.
One of the couple of things that I'd like to point out and to see what you think is that there are different kinds of reasons for feedback. If you're late for work and you're a serial late arriver, well, that's a little bit of a different thing than if you're just not quite getting the pitch right, or you're not quite moving things around exactly the way that's the best way to be done. If you're still being trained and you need feedback, that's a different thing than if you're just not performing, right?
Exactly. And that's when I like to suggest people say, instead of, do you want some constructive criticism? Because the word criticism is a horrible word. Feedback is better, but the best is to say, would you mind if I coached you on this a little bit?
Right.
Because people go home and tell their spouses, hey, my boss coached me today.
Well, and I'm going to do it differently. If I'm the boss, I'm not going to say, do you mind? I'm going to say, let me coach you on this a little bit.
Oh, and, there you go.
Yeah,
like
I'm going to be a little more pointed about it. But I do think what I've done before, I've done this other thing where I said, hey, I noticed that something that just happened. Tell me what you thought about what just happened. And whenever they would walk it back through with me, not every time, but sometimes they'll say, oh, I didn't do that right, did I? And so and that way I didn't have to criticize them at all. All I had to do was ask them to replay it, ask them to do a little self-analysis. What do you think about that?
Right. Well, I like that. And the other thing that you can say is how do you think you could do even better,
right,
rather than, hey, you screwed up, buddy, it was bad.
Right.
Just I mean, because it's gone already. All we want to do is, the biggest goal is to get them to listen and try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And when you create defensiveness, they stop.
Well, and also another goal is for them to want to see you coming. The next time this happens, and it probably will happen again, you want them to feel like, okay, when the boss talked to me about something I didn't do right the last time, I got smarter. I don't mind I won't mind if that happens again.
Well, and that's another point that I make in my book, is that feedback doesn't always have to be correcting. If you are, I like to suggest that you have a culture where people are saying positive things to each other, almost on a 2-to-1 ratio to the correcting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get everybody, not just the boss, but everybody in the organization saying, basically, hey,
right,
you did a great job with that PowerPoint presentation. I really liked the way you handled
Marcia,
that.
I'm sorry. Let me stop you. I got to make sure we mention you got a promotion for a couple of more days, a huge discount on this program if they sign up in the next couple of days, don't you?
I do. Actually, it's going to be over tomorrow night at midnight. So
MarciaEgan.com/FB, and check it out, folks, and look for that big discount. And
thank you,
Marcia. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do.
Marcia Egan. Don't forget, folks, it includes an ebook and a bunch of videos. And it's Marcia Egan. It doesn't get any better than that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.